Right now, I'm actually in the garden from the Vitas and the main shed in Castlereagh. And I'm just looking at a sign here that says, Highly Commended.
This garden was highly commended. We're so proud of everybody involved. It's called Sphere, and it's based on working with redundant spaces in the urban setup and making them beautiful. And look at the butterflies just standing behind you.
And it's a small space, but still it's gorgeous,
it's
isn't it?
3 metres, 2 metres by 3 metres. And it was put together, it was designed by Kathleen McNulty, who's the manager of the Vitas Centre in Castlereagh. And the men's shed made up the units from pallet wood. And they've done a vertical garden. It's got such a reaction here, it's fantastic.
But I'm just looking around, there's always, I've been here for about an hour and everybody is passing by and commenting on it.
I know. But I have to say the Vitas art student did the artwork.
They did the backdrop of the artwork. Yeah. And as I said, I've seen her on Facebook, and we actually Finn, one of our guys, interviewed one of the lads yesterday or the day before, and I just said I'd have to come up and see it, and it's absolutely.
Well done. Oh yeah, well, you look just right to the park. We have to get you to stay for the day now.
Yeah, no, and there's a great crowd around, isn't there?
Fantastic! It's unbelievable. It is.
And great interest in it.
Huge interest. People getting ideas. They're all, and they're saying now that we were aiming it at urban spaces that were disused. But a lot of people are thinking that they're small garden spaces that they're just thinking it's a great idea. And with a vertical garden, a vegetable garden, just a little, every bit of space is used.
It's used, yeah.
Are loving it. So full marks to the men's shed in Roscommon, Kathleen and the Vitas students.
And could you imagine this on a balcony?
Absolutely, why not? It's
Perfect.
It does, like this is 2 metres by 3 metres. But you could take any element of it and use it.
There's a herb garden there, a vertical herb garden.
Yeah.
There's vegetables here.
And there's a skillet planted with lettuce and tomatoes. They haven't missed a trick. And skillet is getting people talking. This is about getting people involved and talking, getting rid of the phones. I know we have to use one now, but getting rid of the phones and engaging with each other. And this stove is getting a lot of attention. There's a beautiful hydrangea planted in it. I don't know all my flowers well enough, but people are asking about all the different plants and what sort of growth they want, sunlight or
But there's some big,
whatever.
Real big plants and old plants.
Everything.
And then there's also grasses here as well.
It's a really interesting mix. Yeah. And a lot of purples, the purples and whites, and then the grasses. Grasses are cool. And then there's another vertical herb garden. Again, people are sort of smelling the leaves and sort of thing, trying to identify the different herbs, just creating a stir, a bit of interest in the whole thing.
Yeah.
So I have to say full marks to Kathleen on the design.
And highly commended.
Highly commended.
Yeah.
It's such a thrill.
Yeah. And it's a big, big thing for Castlereagh, of course, and the men's shed.
Yeah. And the men, it was a fantastic project. An awful lot of work involved, the whole making of taking them apart and trying to see what would work. And there's an element of design where something mightn't work and they do something else. And what people are loving, there's two men here. One is standing on the ground and there's another little fellow sitting on
a trunk of a tree.
Yeah, no. And that's really catching people's eye. The whole thing.
Yeah.
So it's great to be involved.
Now you tell people who you are, because I can tell them, but you tell them who you are.
Listen, and I know that voice. Ron Cocker-Carlis. I am an art tutor with the Vitas in Castlereagh. And I cannot take any credit for this. I give a full kudos, full credit to Kathleen and her team of merry workers in the men's shed and Vitas Arts Studio.
And you've been here since?
Well, I'm just here today, I'm covering it today, but it started on Wednesday and they're here till Monday evening.
Okay. Yeah. So anybody's coming, just inside the gate really, aren't you?
There's a big bloom board B stand where the far side is at. It's nestled in here. We're one of 14 gardens displaying.
And all different varieties of gardens.
All different types of they're called postcard gardens.
It's
a big thrill to be involved. And well done to everybody who created it. And they can be very proud of themselves.
As I said, thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, my pleasure.
And you can tune in to Ross Devane tomorrow for this.
Excellent.
On Monday. It'll be on Monday.
Okay, that's lovely.
Okay, cheers. Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.